You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to this free-for-all Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs here with you this Friday. And as I mentioned before break, we're going to hear an interview with starting inside linebacker Carlos Dansby that he recently did with NFL XM Sirius Radio.
Give us, if you would, your impression of the offense and how it's progressing and how some of the new guys look.
Oh, man, it's explosive offense, man. It's an explosive offense. They were doing a lot of moving around on us, man. So, you know, they were trying to get us out leverage and making plays. Josh was getting the ball down the field. He's been accurate on a lot of throws, putting in tight windows. They were making a lot of plays on the other side of the ball. We had a lot of great competition. So we was competing every day, and we looked forward to it. So that was the biggest thing. We were looking forward to every day, just being out competing against each other.
Two guys that got a lot of attention last year and then didn't measure up on the field, Justin Gilbert, who's on your side of the ball, and Johnny Manziel. Mm-hmm. How did they look to you in the recent work?
Oh, recent work, man, they look good. They look good, man. Both of them guys, like I said, they both of them competing at a high level. Johnny going through his reads. He's trying to make, you know what I'm saying, he's trying to make the second and third read. Like I say, he's just developing, man. This is what it is. And Justin Gilbert's doing the same. He's playing with great technique right now. He's trusting his technique. He's making plays. He had a couple of interceptions, like I said, a couple of batted down passes. Like I say, he's just getting his confidence, you know what I'm saying, and he's just growing into, you know what I'm saying, growing into a professional athlete. It takes time. You know what I'm saying? You had a rare ones that come in right now and just boom at that moment. But some guys, you just take time.
Do you notice any difference in Johnny Manziel, the person, not the player on the field, you know, getting prepared, et cetera, but how he handles himself off the field in the locker room? Any kind of personality change?
In the locker room, man, he's Johnny, man. You know, he's one of the guys, you know, so he's going to come right, he's going to joke. You know what I'm saying? He's going to trip out with the fellas and laugh and have a good time. You know, that's just what Johnny does. After he leaves the locker room, like I said, we were so focused and we were so such on the time crunch, man. We really didn't have time to really hang out like that on a daily basis, man, because we were so focused on trying to get better.
About six weeks ago, you actually went on the record with some harsh words about Tom Brady and Deflategate. He's now gone through his appeal. We're going to wait for the league office to rule on that. Have you at all softened your stance? Have you changed your opinion on what needs to come Tom Brady's way?
No, it ain't about what needs to come his way. If he did it, you got to get punished. If he did, then he's free. It's simple.
Your suggestion was punished for a year. I mean, you believe in a year?
If you're going to try to attack the integrity of the game, man, you have to get punished. Like I said, the guys who attack the integrity of the game down in New Orleans, they all got a year, just about. They had to fight. Some of them guys had to fight to get back in. So, you know, this is part of the process. That's just how I look at it. This is how I view it. The coach got a whole year. Nobody went to his defense. Everybody viewed him as attacking the integrity of the game, right? So it's the same. It's on the same level. It's on the same level, man. But it's neither here nor there. For me, I don't care. That ain't my team. That's not my person, you know. Hey, it is what it is, man. I wish him the best. But I have no never mind about the situation, to be honest.
That was starting inside linebacker Carlos Dansby on NFL XM Radio.
Some pretty bold statements.
Very bold statements. And I think when you get asked a question, as I've mentioned many times before this offseason, you sometimes feel obligated to answer it. And if you're in the right setting or wrong setting, I think you can give a very, very honest answer. And I thought Carlos Dansby really did. That's probably how he truly feels. He wasn't going to give the sugarcoat answer. Wasn't worried about any repercussions of, you know, a teammate or a former teammate or a friend of his that plays for the Patriots calling him up, texting him. That's just really how he feels. And I think it's very interesting, and it's a bold statement. I think that personally having that guy in this locker room is a good thing, and even more so, he is a guy that has backed up his words consistently, and it's what this team needed.
I'm impressed with what he had to say about, you know, I loved what he had to say about the offense, about how far ahead the offense is than maybe we even know. You know, we get to see him once a week during OTAs, then we saw 3 days of minicamp. And 3 days of minicamp where, you know, I mean, those guys, you know, they're not installing anymore at that point, or they're about 90% installed. It's just trying to execute. They're executing for the first time. And for them to look as smoothly as they did and the defense to give them the props they did, that just that's pretty awesome. And I'm excited when I hear Dansby say positive things about the offense.
Me now, too.
You know, the Manziel thing, okay, Manziel's doing all the right things. Okay, well, Manziel's the number two quarterback.
Right.
Can we just talk about Josh McCown? You know,
yeah.
I know no one else wants to, but, you know, I Josh McCown's the quarterback right now.
Exactly.
Until further notice, he's the number one quarterback.
And I've said before, you know, based around some of my stops in the National Football League, if there's ever a discrepancy on the competitive level of one group or the other, meaning, you know, the offense is ahead of the defense or vice versa, which everyone openly said was the scenario coming into this season with the second year of this defense and a brand new offensive coordinator, the time to give the offense the days, meaning to get their stuff scripted and script for success and let the defense give you a specific look so that you can see it and figure it out, is in an OTA setting. So for our offense to do what they did to this defense and to know that Jim O'Neill, you know, talks about, you know, winning the day, winning the offseason, minicamp is the wrong time to give them a day. And my point is that they didn't, and it was very clear that they didn't. They were competing, but our offense finally made the headway we've been looking to see all offseason long. And as you mentioned, Gibbs, they were no longer installing. It was probably John D. Flip was going to install 90. But we saw 50 to 60% of the offense, and they were extremely efficient. They threw the ball both down the field and intermediately very, very well. And what I love seeing was walking out to practice and seeing them score 3 out of 4 times in the red zone. And the one time they didn't score is because they ran the football.
I mean, they own the defense on the one day.
Yes.
And that's saying something, because the defense is always going to be ahead. Until probably about the halfway point of training camp is when the offense finally gets where they need to be. And that's a credit to John DeFilippo. I mean, an outstanding job. Took, you know, did what he had to do. And, you know, the offense looking that good so early on in a new offensive scheme, I like what I'm hearing. I also liked what I took away, what he said about Tom Brady. And, you know, no one coming to the defense of the New Orleans coaching staff that when they got suspended for an entire season, banned, defensive coordinator was banned from the National Football
League
after Bounty.
Exactly.
Gate. He's like, you know, if you disrespect the game, you should pay the price.
You should. And I think that Roger Goodell's been under, you know, a lot of scrutiny in the last 365 days. And when he thought the coast was essentially clear, you know, the season's over. The New England Patriots appropriately go on and win the Super Bowl, and then the Ted Wells report comes and really throws a monkey wrench again into Roger Goodell's standing as the commissioner and puts him in a very tough position. Where does he get involved or does he not? And if he does, to what extent is he involved? Because he, you know, was obviously a lawyer prior to becoming the commissioner, and the control that he now has over the owners and over the game of football, changing it so drastically, you know, in his, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever it's been that he's been the commissioner. And now the pressure's on him, and I would not be surprised with the – and if you heard, you know, whether it's Troy Vincent or any former player talk about the NFL, they always talk about respecting the shield. You know, the shield is – you know, the NFL logo, the NFL emblem, respect it, respect it, respect it. That I wouldn't be surprised that if they didn't get exactly what they wanted from Tom Brady in that hearing, that the 4 games will be retained by him.
Yeah, I totally see it being knocked down to 2, but I, you know, if the argument is not there and those guys don't have sufficient evidence, and I think part of that is Tom Brady's going to have to come out and he's going to have to elaborate a little bit more than what he did.
Right. And if he doesn't and did not
Correct.
Give in to the phone records that they were asking for, or some of the, you know, the relationship messages between him and some of those ball boys, I think they're just going to go, there's nothing worth changing where we sit right now. Nothing I heard was enough for me to even reduce it to two, let alone negate it altogether. So I think in some cases, and that's what we're yet to find out, and I don't believe that the transcripts from that hearing are, at least up to this point, going to become public.
Correct.
But eventually that will come out, or someone will have to speak. It always does. But I wouldn't be surprised if the four games are retained, and that's to switch to the rest of the division. I wouldn't be surprised if Rex Ryan is just like pushing those Bills to go 4-0.
If I'm anybody in the AFC East, you better be 4-0 in the games that he doesn't play.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's going to come back, and things are going to get ugly.
You are
division.
Right. Well, we don't have the kid today. He is out because Nathan is out. We'll hope to have him on some of our off and on weekends moving forward. But coming back after this break, we will have your usual Friday forecast. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs, live from Berea in the Dog Bowl on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.